Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I think we... Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, I got some stories that I want to share with you.
It's time for the connoisseur. Even I'm surprised.
Yeah, sorry. I had some stories that kind of tie together. I
thought yeah. Would be well, nice. You know, food. We love food.
We do love food. We're eating food right now. Thank you to Positano Coast for being here.
Exemplary food.
This morning, yes. I'm eating beets and goat cheese, which means I'm going to pee red later on.
Remember that, by the way, when you're standing in front of the urinal, because sometimes if you forget, you're like, oh, my God.
It happens all the time to me. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's God, right. Beets. I had beets.
How many beets do you need to eat in order to pee red?
Not that many. I mean, well... It's going to have like a rosé wine look.
Like a delightful rosé.
It's a little darker than usual.
Because I don't necessarily know. I don't recall ever really eating beets. And
well, give it a shot.
Well, yeah. So
these
are
delicious beets to eat if you want to do the litmus test.
I may just have to, you know, power through it, eat it, because I just want to pee red one time.
All right.
Okay.
Just once, Preston.
Do you not like beets?
I don't. I think I do. I think I tried them when I was a kid.
Try these.
But palates change. You
yes,
know what I mean?
They do.
So,
they do. And I
think
they're a superfood.
It sounded like you said butt palates.
Butt palates change.
Butt palates change. Yes, they do.
Dr. Bill Reyes.
You should try some out. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And try that, too.
So there are varieties of boards that you can eat, like cheese boards and stuff like that.
You just eat what's on it, right?
Yeah, you don't actually eat the board itself.
I made a mistake one time, and it was tremendous oral surgery followed.
There's cheese boards, meat boards, some incorporate vegetables and fruits and dips and things like that. Recently, brunch boards have been trendy. Often including things like bagels, meats, hard-boiled eggs, tomatoes, avocado, and more. Now, there's a trend, and I think you guys will like this.
All right.
Pancake boards.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yesterday was Pancake Day, wasn't it?
It was. Though I have a question as to the validity, because it seems like every 3 weeks is National Pancake Day. Pancakes are my temptress, Preston. They... I'm always right at the verge of ordering them, and then I can't bring myself. I can't give myself the pass to do it. I love them, right?
Yeah,
because they're wonderful.
These breakfast boards or pancake board, it looks delicious.
Yeah, so they come with a variety of toppings. Pretty much is the way it goes. So, peanut butter, syrup, Nutella, jelly, chocolate chips, butter, and various fruits.
So this is a serving for one here.
That's a serving form that you're looking at. No, this that looks like a little bit more than a board. That's but anyhow,
you've got blueberries, you've got bacon, you've got syrup, you've got the whole damn deal there. You're all set to go.
I like the idea. This when we would go to IHOP, you know, they would have a variety of syrups on the table. There'd be blueberry, which was my favorite when I was a kid, but maple syrup and strawberry and stuff like that. So I would try a couple of different ones.
Would you?
Yep. I don't just douse the whole thing in maple syrup. I would try a couple different flavors. So I like the idea of a pancake board.
Here's
I have a revelation in pancakes I'll tell you about in a moment personally. It's kind of boring, but I'll see what you guys think. Anyway.
This is probably an unpopular take, but I think I rank pancakes 3 out of pancakes, French toast, and waffles.
Okay.
I don't think that's obscene. No. I don't think that's weird. As you know, you have a love-hate relationship with waffles because you can't fill up every square with butter.
That's right.
But it's caused a great deal of consternation in your life.
But mm-hmm. I met a therapist and...
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, you guys are...
Then a therapist entered Casey's life. Hi, I'm Kathy Romano. We're going to fill every one of those goddamn holes with butter.
But if you
no,
have to
the message
them,
was you don't have to. You can
the
still
message
enjoy,
you don't have to.
You can still enjoy the waffle if there's not a butter in every single square.
Right. But if you had to rank the 3, how would you rank them? It's hard, isn't it?
You know what? I don't have it that often, but I think French toast is better than waffles. There's more flavor in them, so... But that's
French
what
toast
I
also has.
I always forget about French toast.
I know.
French
right?
toast also has the appearance of, well, there's actual food in here because there's eggs. And it's like, oh, well, that's just to me, I would have to say the one that still is the siren drawing my ship into the rocks, the pancakes, because I can't bring myself to do it. Of the two, I think French toast would be, of the remaining two, French toast would be the one I like the most.
Okay. So, Steve, I'm like you. I have a hard time. I love pancakes, but I have a hard time ordering them. for breakfast and like that being the meal.
Yeah.
And I laughed at her when she first said it, but now I love the idea of the table pancake because you get your eggs and whatever you need.
Uh-huh.
And then if you get a table pancake like Marissa suggested, you can get a little taste of that pancake that you wanted, but you're not having that just as your meal.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Well, yeah.
So it's like one large large pancake that everyone pulls.
Marissa.
Welcome to the club.
Yep, there you go.
Soon you'll be having a Pringles can wine party.
The look of pride on Marissa's face.
I know,
yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
Table pancake.
In essence, pancakes and waffles are the same, right? I mean, the same ingredients, pretty much the same batter.
But why do they taste different?
The way they're made.
The way they're prepared. Yeah, right. There's more...
surface area?
Yeah, the surface of the... waffles aren't as tender as pancakes are. You know what I mean?
The angle of the dangle plus the heat of the meat. Yeah.
I think I didn't know that.
It equals the torque of the dork, right?
They're pretty much the same. But to Casey's point, I believe that there's a lot more variety involved with the pancake. You can add stuff in a pancake that you can't, for whatever reason, add to a waffle.
You don't hear blueberry waffles, chocolate chip waffles.
I mean, you hear about them.
Yeah,
but
it's like hearing of a unicorn.
No, we do chocolate chip waffles.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Is that your revelation?
For reals. No, that is not my revelation.
So what's your revelation?
Here's my revelation. So when I, like, in the afternoon... I like to have a cup of coffee around like 2 o'clock, but I like to have a snack, something to munch on. And when I drink coffee, I like to eat something sweet along with it. But
sweet-ish,
uh-huh. Which is why like a cookie would be too much.
Okay.
To go with coffee because I already have some creamer and some sugar in there. So here's the deal. So I made pancakes a couple of weeks ago, and you know I make a stack of them. And they don't all get eaten, so they kind of sat there, you know, in the kitchen on a plate. If anybody wanted another pancake, sat there for a couple hours, and it was time for me to have my little treat, my little expensive coffee treat.
Your little Italian coffee sitting by the window working on your book.
And so I wanted to have something to go along with it, and I'm like, well, let me just grab one of these pancakes without any syrup on it, without any butter on it, the way you have it.
That's
Steve.
My jam!
So anyhow, I had it along with, and I was holding it like a cookie, because by this time it wasn't... You know, it wasn't hot and wasn't, you know, it was kind of stiff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Like the night before.
Exactly. Oh, so, man. I had my coffee and my unsweetened pancake, and I'm like, this is what I've been looking for.
There is
whole
just
time.
The right amount, and I agree with you. In that,
just a hint of sweetness.
I will eat, that's why you'll see me eat a waffle sans everything.
Mm-hmm.
A pancake sans everything.
So, this is why I think I'm going to, like, at the beginning of the week, make a batch of pancakes. Throw them in a little Tupperware container in the fridge.
Okay. And then have your international coffee moment.
With my pancake.
Yeah, just and then by a window.
And you and Michelle can talk about the time Philippe served you coffee at the base of the Eiffel Tower.
That's right. That's right.
Huh. So that's kind of like my idea.
I do love that idea. Make me some.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you guys didn't make fun of me.
No.
I really want a breakfast board or pancake board here. I can't. This is my board.
It looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yes.
Should we pick one day where we take a deep dive on pancakes? Because I swear to God, I have not had pancakes the way pancakes are supposed to be had in years.
With syrup and butter.
Yes.
Okay.
I've had them only dry.
Yeah.
Sans butter and syrup. I used to love chocolate chip pancakes.
What is there anything you would try on a pancake that is not just, you know, your standard syrup or butter? But, well, no, listen, man, pigs in a blanket with the sausage and,
you know, that's right.
And pancakes are awesome.
I love whole wheat pancakes.
Because do you like the buckwheat pancakes?
Yes.
Love them.
I think they're better
communist.
Than regular.
Love them. Not, you're wrong.
You're buttermilk only, probably, right? Yeah. Like peanut butter on a pancake. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had that before.
That's good. Nutella is actually excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
not a Nutella guy.
I'm a massive Nutella guy. And it's one of the greatest cakes I've ever had was made, so the... It was made with Nutella. I guess that's what made it moist.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
By the way, this started to gain traction earlier this year after taking off in popularity amongst foodies in Australia.
Ah.
The pancake board. So let me go to, hang on, Jen wants to explain the difference in taste between waffles and pancakes. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
No, you're good. So what's the explanation here?
So
So the reason they taste different is something called a Maillard reaction, and it's what causes carbohydrates to brown, like toast. Bread goes to toast.
Oh. Because
the more surface area on a waffle, you get that crunchy flavor.
Okay.
I do like that.
Makes total sense.
I do like the crunch of a waffle. So, yeah, you bring up a good point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that, does that create a slightly different taste?
Yeah. So the Maillard reaction is what makes us like baked goods. It's the sort of change in the carbohydrates.
There's a decidedly different taste mm-hmm. in toast and bread that's not toasted.
Have you ever had barbecued pound cake?
Yeah.
Barbecued pound cake?
Sweet mother of God.
No.
Sequoia, I had it.
I want to say that I've heated up pound cake before and it's really good. You could even almost, I mean, pound cake is so firm when you slice it, it's almost like bread. You could probably do some kind of grilled sandwich.
It's good.
Yeah. Like that.
And it has to be. Like
the way I said sandwich?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Grilled sandwich.
I'm going to go for it.
Sandwich. I'm going to say two things about pancake.
Okay. You want the podium?
excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, may I have the floor?
I yield my time to the senator from Pennsylvania.
Chef Soul, Chef Keith,
yes.
Makes the best pound cake I ever had in my life. And okay. I know that we're in a Stocks pound cake sort of area. This is like heads and tails above Stocks. It is so good.
I don't know what Stocks is.
Yeah, I don't either.
You've Stocks never heard cake, of Stocks pound cake?
Oh, Chinese.
Yeah.
You've never heard?
Casey, actually, one of your relatives brought me one time. It's super duper dense.
It weighs
really, really good.
Like 50 pounds, this cake. It's like a block.
Yeah, I think they run it out of Port Richmond.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but it's also like a big... they use it as like a fundraiser and stuff like that. A lot of like sports organizations and stuff like that. But then also I went out to breakfast with my wife last week when we had a couple of days off and I had like a regret because I ended up getting cowboy hash and they had pound cake French toast. They had pound cake French toast, banana bread French toast, and cinnamon raisin French toast. And I didn't get any of those three. And I'm like, regretting every single second of it.
I think a French toast board could work, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. Marissa brought in a list. I wanted to move on to something else, but real quick, salty and savory pancake and waffle toppings. Bacon and eggs benedict, fried chicken. That's a standard.
Yeah.
Basil, cherry tomatoes, and goat cheese. No.
No.
Tofu?
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Get out. Yeah. Throw that away.
That's Marissa
toppings. The next one was caviar.
Caviar?
How dare you.
Beluga from north of the Caspian.
All right, let's move on to something else because we're going to run out of time, and I want to hit.
Run out of time with the connoisseur. He's got so much more to tell us. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is kind of connoisseur-ish. It has to do with the college admissions scandal.
Oh, they're delicious.
No, someone else has been sentenced to 5 months in prison. It is an heir to the Hot Pockets fortune.
What?
Michelle Yanovs. I'm not sure
how you
pronounce the last name. For reals. Trying to bribe her daughter's way into college as part of the college admissions scandal.
How much did she spend? Was it? Did they say how much she spent?
They're
trying to compare it to the Lori Loughlin.
Her father and uncle invented the microwavable Hot Pockets and paid consultant Rick Singer $100,000 to have a proctor correct her two daughters' ACT exam answers and also agreed to pay $200,000 to have one of her daughters identified as a volleyball recruit at the University of Southern California when she wasn't.
So $300,000.
Yeah, from Hot Pockets money.
I wonder how much that empire is worth because Hot Pockets is still huge.
A lot.
Nick loves them.
Yeah.
Love them.
I would imagine it's a pretty vast fortune.
By the way, nothing will produce a more traumatic roof of your mouth burn than a hot pocket that is too hot.
Deadly.
I haven't had a Hot Pocket since I was in my 20s, probably.
Really?
And that might have been why I stopped eating them, too, because you'd pull it out of the microwave. You touch it. All right, this seems safe. The part of it that I'm touching here seems safe. And then you bite the other side of it, and you lose half your tongue.
That's how John Merrick got neurofibromatosis.
I didn't know that.
The Elephant Man.
I just thought that was not really a connoisseur story, but it kind of ties into it.
It does tie to food. Hot Pockets?
Same with this other one. So here's another one that is sort of a connoisseur story. But Jif... The peanut butter?
Yes.
And Giphy, the, of course, the, you know, the little animated, the video. So Giphy, G-I-P-H-Y is how you spell Giphy. Have now teamed up to try and put a lid on the long-running pronunciation debate when it comes to the semantics between a hard G and a soft G.
Yes.
And here's what both of these companies say. Jif said with a soft G is America's number one peanut butter. Gifs said with a hard G are the frequently shared looping videos that add humor, culture, and entertainment into people's daily conversations.
So that's how you remember it. GIF, the peanut butter. GIF, the animation.
That is correct. And some people call those little animations GIFs. I've always called them GIFs.
So have I. Yeah. And I've been chastised for that. I was told I was wrong.
No, they're wrong.
They're wrong.
Giphy serves 10 billion GIFs each day. They would know.
Yeah.
The brand said this in a joint press release.
Are you a GIF fan?
It's what my wife buys the peanut butter and
she mothers just Jif.
She
right?
buys Jif and I like Jif. I grew up a Peter Pan peanut butter guy.
And Peter Pan was a little chunkier, wasn't it?
Just, no, I mean it had chunky varieties, but they had smooth and chunky. But it's just what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And my mom bought. So
I thought it was grittier, wasn't it?
Not that I could tell. Well, Jif might be a little smoother. I'm not sure. And then of course you have Skippy, which is in there somewhere too.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, I'd have to do a side-by-side comparison taste. I think they got a taste
fairly similar. The one that tastes dramatically different is Pud.
Yeah.
Pud.
Pud is the peanut butter.
I don't think that's peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's something different. I don't think you're eating peanut butter there, Steve.
What are you eating there?
I don't know. It looks kind of white.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's Pud.
I know.
What case?
No. I'm with Kathy on that one. I always found it interesting why people choose, because we were always, and I just always assumed Jif was the brand that everybody should choose, because that's...
Communism, yes.
Yeah.
No, I was the same way, Case. I thought everybody had Peter Pan peanut butter.
What soft drink did you guys always drink in your household?
Peanut butter.
Everything.
Okay.
So, but I mean, Coke was a standard, you know, but yeah, Sprite and Mountain Dew and all that.
We first started, I told you, years and years ago, we used to get soda delivery to the house. It was a thing. Mission Cola would bring in, we'd have all our flavors and grape and cream soda and cola, regular cola. I've broken it down. I think when you're having something really savory, I think you have... I Pepsi, I think, like for pizza and Coke. They're so, I used to drink them all the time.
You do soda pairing?
Well, yeah, but now, that was years ago. Now when I have a soda, it tastes so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like drinking a dessert.
Yeah, I don't drink soda.
I can't. No. It's drinking insulin.
That was the only time we were allowed to have soda was on, like, Friday if we ordered pizza. So we'd ordered pizza and
it does pair with pizza well, right?
I guess that was the treat. But other than that, we didn't have soda in the house.
Mm. Yeah, why? Casey, what about you?
We were always Coca-Cola. It was never, ever, ever any Pepsi products in my house. But and I don't dislike Pepsi products. It just...
Yeah, okay. Now, if you're talking about Pepsi or Coke, we were a Coke family. Yeah,
I prefer Coke. But Pepsi, there are arch Pepsi people.
Yeah.
In fact, remember the big calamitous change from the Coke formula? Everyone said the new Coke tasted like Pepsi.
All right, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb? If we're going to talk similar
Dr.
types.
Pepper.
Yeah.
I was a Pibb guy.
Yeah.
Were you? I love Dr. Pepper.
I liked Pud.
Did you really?
You keep coming back.
That's a recurring theme.
Yeah, very much into Pud.
In your life.
Now, ketchup, we were, everybody in this area was
My favorite
Heinz.
Ketchup is mustard.
Was what?
Heinz.
Yeah, if you were Hunt's, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, we didn't do Hunt's either.
When you're Heinz, you're able to pay for John Kerry's plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not when we were kids, but now.
Right.
Now,
in retrospect.
He doesn't look enough like Frankenstein yet.
So anyhow, to further prove their point on the major phonetic difference, Jif created a limited run of specially labeled jars. It says, if you've ever called a GIF a Jif, then we forgive you. The lid on the limited time peanut butter jar reads, Jif began sharing the new campaign on Twitter Tuesday to explain the semantics between the two consonant pronunciations.
One of my favorite things as a kid is we had our drinking glasses were old peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, jelly jars.
Oh, the jars.
Yeah, and they would have designs on them. I was just at a party on Saturday. They were using the jars, and it was such a nostalgic thing. It was really cool.
For me, I can't the ring around it, like where the top would go.
You don't like that?
It like ruins my the drink for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to chew on it.
The sensation?
Yeah, like the sensation of it or something.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a lip at the top of the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of those. Rochelle does. We're keeping them because someday they're going to pay for our kids' college.
Is that the thought?
Something just came out right now.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I'll bring them in and let you guys check them out sometime. I'm sure they're worth $5 or $6.
Bring the security guard.
I mean, honestly.
Not even.
Just remember she has large breasts.
This is true. Yeah.
How many cups or glasses does one actually need in their household? Because we have dozens of, like, pint glasses and cups. And
don't you always gravitate to a favorite?
Yeah, yes. I have my favorite.
You always gravitate to a favorite.
Steve, 100%. I recently went through my cabinets and I threw out all of the pint glasses and the coffee mugs. There were so many coffee mugs.
We have an overload of coffee mugs too.
There's no, like, we don't even have that many people. We don't even have that much coffee. Like, right. Why would we need that many coffee mugs?
Are there any that have sentimental value for one reason or another?
Come on.
We just lost one. Yeah. We just lost one with one of my favorites. That for the best tea mug has a narrow brim and is deep, and it keeps the heat of the tea longer. And this one, the handle was cracked off, and it had been used, and it fell off the counter and smashed. Yeah. Both my wife and I went,
I'm sorry for your loss.
My favorite coffee mug of all time, I lost it a couple of years ago, poor thing. It was first of all, it's got to be large. It has to be big enough, and so you can add cream and whatever you want to it. But it was so cool. It was Animal from the Muppet Show, and it was perfect. I loved the color of it. I loved drinking out of it. And then one day the handle snapped off.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Your new mug though is pretty sensational.
Which one?
Casey's license photo.
Your everyday mug.
Oh yeah.
Press. That's what I was going to say. Those are the ones I won't throw out if they're a personalized picture on there.
Okay.
So if it, like, Animal, all that stuff, I could easily toss. But if it had a picture of Jace on it, or
two girls and a cup of coffee.
No, stop it. No.
See, I feel like you could have. I would have more coffee mugs in my house than glasses, because if I have people over that are multiple people that are drinking coffee, I need multiple coffee mugs. But if I have that many people over that require, you know, a drink of water. You know,
the question is, do you have enough bowls if unexpected animals drop by?
Never. All right. Never. But the point is, I'm either going to have, like, solo cups for you.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be drinking out of, water bottles or something like that. So I really don't need that many actual cups in my house.
I think if you do, if you get real, for reals, like, if you're going to, you get your for reals license, get for reals with your mugs. Which ones do you use consistently? And clear some room out of your cupboard. You don't need them all.
I have my favorite coffee mug, and it's weird because it's clear. It's a clear.
Oh, the glass?
Yeah.
I love glass coffee mugs.
It is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use those for espresso.
Oh.
Mm. When you're having your pancake by bay window.
Real quick, do they lose heat faster, the glass ones?
I don't know.
Or is that just
I don't know.
The
cool part is you can see all the coffee.
You can see stuff.
Yeah.
You can see through.
I like that.
The one that I have doesn't, Nick, because it's got a gap in between. It's two layers of glass.
Oh, you're fancy.
So,
wow. I'm impressed.
Not everyone can sit in their window and eat pancakes.
My coffee is, I drink it so fast. So
me too.
It doesn't matter. My wife can hang on to a cup of coffee for
Rochelle's the same way.
Yeah.
She'll spend half a day drinking a cup of coffee. I'm done in 3 minutes.
I will go around the house and I'll see there's cups of tea, and there's cups of tea where the milk has not been put in it yet with a tea bag. Don't forget you have a tea by the oh, yeah, right. So she ends up microwaving tea a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyhow, we should take a break because we have a guest coming up, right? Are they at 9?
Yeah.
She is at 9?
We're going to have to bump her. We're talking about peanut butter.
The proper way to say the peanut butter is GIF. The proper way to say the looping videos is GIF.
All right,
and that's
remember
according
that.
According to the two sources, by the
way. Valuable lessons from the connoisseur.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.